The cable industry, AT&T, DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner, they spent about $50 billion a year licensing cable networks and advertising with less than $3 million per year going to 100% African-American owned media. Now what they do is they make token donations to people like Al Sharpton, the NAACP, the Urban League, and after taking those donations, they negotiated a fraudulent MOU that says this is okay for black people to live by. What America needs to understand is that Al Sharpton does not speak for me. Al Sharpton does not speak for black people. It's like I ask people, who is the white person who speaks for you? It's racist to even believe that Al Sharpton is the go-to person. Shame on you, Sony, for thinking, sit down with Al Sharpton, and that negates your racist emails about President Obama. So it's real simple. These token donations they make to him, as reported in the New York Post, allows them to have racial cover. This is why we're not getting enough advertising or any advertising from McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Chrysler and General Motors and AT&T. They don't spend any money with African-American owned media. Something that's very alarming, AT&T spent more money on Al Sharpton's lavish 60th birthday than they spent on Ebony Magazine, the biggest African-American magazine in America, around 70 years, 10 million readers per month. AT&T spent only $30,000 on that magazine. Walmart has given money to Al Sharpton. Walmart doesn't spend any money in Ebony Magazine, and they barely do business with me in a long-term partnership, and I'm constantly going back and forth with Walmart and Chrysler as well. So he is the least expensive Negro. Don't really do business with real African-American-owned companies.
Something like that sound. I mean, when you say that about Al Sharpton, are you saying he's
shaking down? The numbers are actual. The numbers are just follow the money. That, you know, don't do business with real African-American owned companies. Just make a token. Give him $50,000 and a bucket of chicken and we're good. We won't have any problems with real African-American owned media. You should not be Chrysler. You shouldn't be giving him money and not spending money with me and others like me and Stevie Wonder's radio station here in Los Angeles.
So you're saying it's a shakedown, but aren't you trying to shake them down the same way by filing this lawsuit, which you know is not going to succeed?
No. Brian, let's define a shakedown. He doesn't give anything in return. I am a legitimate businessman. I am one of the largest independent producers of television and media in the world. I have 36 television shows on the air and 7 24-hour HD networks. They're not letting us participate in the $50 billion that they spend on licensing and advertising. There's a very big difference. He's the shakedown. I'm the legitimate entrepreneur.